Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I said ready and you did
like
coy.
Shame. Yeah, shame. The shame face.
Okay.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Let's go.
Let's run.
I don't know. I hope you're not hearing any rattles, but I'm fully dressed for ultra action. I'm wearing a hydration pack and two bits of water in it, and I've got a fodder bag on the back there, and
nice,
good to go.
Because we're going, the idea is to run long. We're running long this
done
morning.
All the preparation, I've got
long.
Vaseline, I've got plasters on my nipples, but the main preparation is what we did yesterday, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, we're hanging. We're hanging on a Monday and we're running long.
hanging
on a Monday, hanging and running.
Morning, Magpie. When I suggested that we go out for this long run of the Monday last week, Paul said, and I quote, yes,
because
I won't
stop me
drink on Sunday.
That'll stop me drinking on Sunday.
So,
and it didn't.
It didn't, did it?
It didn't stop me drinking on Sunday. I seem incapable of going a week without drinking. I didn't drink at all during the week.
Well done.
Which was great. And then I just
sank a little bit. Tomorrow,
get some booze in. Keep you going for it. But it'll... We'll run off. I don't feel too bad, to be honest.
No,
I've got to be honest. How about you?
It's really twisted and everyone will laugh at us, but there is a sense of, at this stage, some of my runs, I feel like, oh, good, this is going to be difficult and that's good training. Do you know what I mean?
So we try
a terrible hangover.
We try to reframe being drunk as prep for the race to the stage.
I said it was a bit ridiculous.
What we've done here is get drunk to prep.
But short term, I've got quite a serious pain in my left foot. Is that normal?
Really?
That fine?
Do you think there's something, sticking in your foot?
No, it's internal. It's more like a kind of systemic failure.
Oh,
like my bones are broken or something. We're dropping down onto the... By the way, we're heading off... Oh, look at the greenery here.
Yeah.
We're just dropping down onto the park and walk. We're doing our sort of usual run from Paul's, but it is our most traily up and downy run, and we thought we could add miles by going over to the Heath.
And then we'll go over to Hampstead Heath.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
As you get on in running years, it's the feet, isn't it, that start to attract attention in terms of systems breakdown.
Yeah,
you know?
Do you find is that
that
what
point
you find?
Of well, yeah, just a bit, sometimes a bit of weakness. I've got that Morton's toe, and it's just you just feel like you're just landing a bit weird. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's the
which affects everything else.
They say it's your feet are the front line, aren't they?
Yeah.
And this is why shoes are so important.
Yeah,
it's a complicated thing because it means that of course the shoe conversation is really valid, except. A bit like running times. The shoe is only ever... In a way, the one chooses the wizard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm loving these shoes I got for... They're not as new anymore, but I kind of do... I've got that sort of strange balance of being me and sticking with the same shoe and the same type of shoe forever.
Yeah.
But I'm now keen to replace them much more often. Of course, shoes change it up all the time, like the companies change them and all that stuff.
Yes,
I need to find secret stashes of these old shoes and then stockpile them. So, what did you have to drink yesterday then?
I probably did about a bottle and a half of red wine.
Okay.
Over the day, from about 4:30 onwards.
Okay, good.
With a lot of food in there, so not
so
great.
So you kind of run walking it, do you think?
Not great, but really good training.
Yeah, great training.
Yeah, yeah. How was your training?
That's like, yeah. I think it was Jess who went out and went sub 30 minutes at the park run. Very pleased with that after drinking banana rum and Cokes the night before. Oh my God.
I wouldn't be doing that.
I would paint the finish line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd paint the start line for that. Yoosh.
How about you? What was your...
Robin in that drink. Yeah, so it was really nice. Me and my wife went to... We couldn't go to our friend's housewarming party. So we went... Oh, they invited us for dinner anyway. We ran their lovely new house and they've got like a roof terrace.
Nice.
And it was a really nice evening. They did dinner.
Yeah.
One huge glass of Prosecco, 8 cans of beer and a vodka martini.
8 cans of beer? Wow. I don't drink beer.
No, and the first four were... smaller, they were
right.
Probably halves. So we're looking at about five pints of beer.
Right.
And then a martini.
Does that leave you feeling a bit sort of bloated or?
It leaves me feeling a bit drunk.
Right.
No, I get on really well with lager, sort of worryingly, you know, I'm very, like you were saying, like drinking red wine through the day. I can get into a habit and have gotten at the moment where I can drink lager very easily. I like a nice classic Pilsner type lager. You know, these days beers have got very hip.
Yeah.
You see in shops, you see these row upon row of hipster cans.
Yes, yeah.
Really nice. And every single one of them is a blooming IPA.
Right.
I don't like it.
I don't even know what that means.
It's an Indian Pale Ale.
Right, okay.
And it just means it's an ale rather than a lager.
Right.
And that means, and then they talk about this hoppy taste, and that means it's going to taste like washing up liquid.
Right, okay.
No matter how fancy the little microbrewery is, I'm actually moaning about beer in a different way to that way in which I'd imagined.
Yeah.
Anyway, pretty much hammered and hanging.
The bloke who has been lodging with us.
Oh, yeah.
He just can't get his head around the fact that I don't drink beer at all.
Well, I have to say, it's one for me.
You don't drink beer at all. He keeps saying that. I said, no, I've just never drank it. And then he did that thing of like, because he's leaving in a few weeks, he was like, before we go, we should go out, we should go down the pub and I'll just have a drink. I never do that. I don't do that.
I don't
do that.
But that is strange.
I know it
and I respect it.
Well, no, I
you
mean...
You have to change it for him.
I'm not asking for respect. It's just sort of... It's just not something I've ever done.
But why do you think that is?
Because I get drunk around the house.
And you think it, which is always a good thing. It's a dangerous thing, but it's a wonderful thing when you develop a nice drinking at home thing. But do you think that when some of us were out sort of getting drunk with friends in a sort of whatever, late teens, early 20s,
right.
Do you think you were too busy running, too fit?
Well, I mean, 17, 18, I did a bit of that sort of... And then university was more sort of starting to get into clubbing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So pubs were sort of, pre-drinks, but not really because of it expensive.
No, and it's funny also...
And then I never drank beer and it never... I don't know, it just never...
just never started.
Never gelled. And then you do stand-up comedy, so you don't associate pubs with... You associate pubs with working anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I get the impression that you also just don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sort of, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you ever?
I'll happily have a glass with him around the house, and I cooked him Papa's Bolognese yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but being antisocial.
Those are exactly things that you would do anyway. So
yeah. but with him, change. With him.
Yeah, it will not change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking this on the way up, and I really, you know, it's just interesting. When I came up to meet you today in the park and walk, I was thinking about doing distance.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I was late.
Did you run up?
Yeah.
Right.
And but we'll just count the miles and see what we get.
You've done about two already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And but I was just thinking that spot where we wait, I would observe that if you were waiting for me, you would never run towards me.
Yeah.
And I would never just wait. Right. I think that's so illustrative of where our heads are at. You were like, well, we're running this way, so I'm not going to run that way.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I need to fill the gap between this situation and my desired outcome. And this,
it's so rare.
It's an insight, isn't it?
Well, it's so rare for me to be there before you. Well, I might do a bit of stretching, but no, you're right, no.
No. I think it's more than that, though. And again, I'm not dissing it. I just think that the Parkland walk in that direction means nothing to you in that context. It's like, why would I go that way?
Yeah, I know.
What is
saying.
That, you know? So, sorry, you weren't around last week. You weren't well.
Yeah, I just got a really quick cold. Yeah. And I thought rather than run through it, I just rested. I've been doing loads of travelling and loads of... I was just run down. It was just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. I was a bit of a mess, so I just did that, really, which isn't great, but...
No.
I've recovered fairly okay. I've had two little runs recently. Today will be about 22, 23 miles. And then that's included. I've got a small drive later.
Yeah.
And then just chill out, you know. But, yeah, I just had to look after myself a bit. And Natalie came in.
Yes, it was great. It was really nice. I didn't think, bless her, because she said, oh, I could do it. First of all, I spoke to her. She said, I'm far away. And then she came back and said, oh, I'm taking a train. We could go out when I get back. So she kind of got back from up north somewhere, got off the train at like 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock we were running in Regent's Park.
That's nice.
And it rained so much.
Right.
So, and the recorders made it.
So good, that was good. Fantastic.
But I was just thinking about this. Just this morning, actually, because I love it. It's a real lesson for me to do with running, but also a real lesson for me to do with podcasting.
Go on,
is
then.
The rhythm of doing something all the time.
Yeah.
Steadily, whatever it is, week in, week out. It gives you that sense of whatever your life is at that point feeds into what you do.
Yes.
You know, so it's like you can't moan about the weather if you run all this time, because is it rainy? I'm running.
Is it sunny?
I'm running. Is it cold? I'm running. Is it hot? I'm running.
There's going to be weather, isn't there?
Yeah. And
in this
just,
life of ours.
It's very freeing. You kind of don't realise that you're responding to these things until you learn not to, you know?
Yeah.
Like parkrun on Saturday, still trying to get there every week.
Yeah.
I felt terrible, actually, because late on Friday night, I got a message saying, are you still coming to Hampstead Heath Parkrun on Saturday? But they were celebrating their anniversary, I think. And they said to us to come weeks ago. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And I forgot all about
it.
So apologies to you guys. But and then I thought, I didn't get back. I thought I might make that anyway.
Yeah.
Stayed in bed till, you know, after 8.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And then I went to Ivy Fields Parkrun. And it wasn't terrible. But it was so obviously not a classic while I was doing it.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you do it all the time.
Yeah.
It will be.
It's not always going to be a classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I really did have a classic and very sociable parkrun experience the week before, which I wanted to tell you about. Have you done any parkrun since the soil last?
Well, I ended up doing the Thank You Marshall at the YMCA 10K.
Oh, brilliant. They cracked in.
Yes.
That's a week ago yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was just really good fun.
Well, thank you, Marshall.
Yeah, it was good. I got a few thank you Marshalls, and it was no one shouted at me.
Yeah.
Which can happen.
Can happen. Why don't you drink beer? Shut up!
And
I saw a new comedian who said that the other day. Fire is excellent.
Right.
New comedian, one like Lester, new comedian. Well, you know, he's only been going there a while. And he came on, everyone's clapping and cheering. And, yeah, thanks. Shut up!
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's such a good opener.
Yeah. So, he did that right at the start.
Yeah. And he did it later as well, like a little kind of catchphrase.
Nice.
But anyway, so you're marshalling.
Yeah, marshalling. I ended up on the sort of very outermost tip of the course, you know, because I realised I wasn't haven't been greasing up the guy who gave up where you're going to be, so I'm just on my own on some sort of outpost.
Were you on the kind of road up through Alexander Palace then?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, when you come out of all the sort of tunnels and the zigzags and kind of...
Yeah.
I was the guy sort of pointing you up the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just really good fun. It's just great to... It's great to see people at all the different levels and all the different struggles and the different approaches. And
Yeah.
You know, it's just a nice thing to do.
It's wonderful.
It?
I mean, like you
I
say,
really enjoyed it.
We really believe that anyone who runs is a runner, and we celebrate all running achievements equally. And that's why it's really nice to see that in real life.
Yeah.
I was talking to these other comedians the other day about loving a there and back park run.
Yeah.
Because then if you want to, you can literally see every other park runner.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really good fun. As far as I know, there was no injuries or health things. Everyone was fine.
Were there donuts?
There was tokens for donuts. There weren't donuts right at the end.
You could cash your token
in at Duns, apparently.
They've really changed.
They did change. And they had one water station, but not two because of COVID, which I couldn't quite work out.
Yeah.
If you can have one, I don't... But anyway... no one seemed to mind. It was a hot morning.
Yeah.
Lovely morning. And everyone had a great time.
Yeah. Did anyone ask you where your speedy wife, the masculine silver-haired, Rob Deering-looking wife of yours, who was the fastest woman in Crouch End a couple of years ago, where she was?
No, they didn't mention
because
that.
Because she is gorgeous in a cartoony, masculine way. Like a kind of aging Tintin.
There was my mate, Julie, who was... incredibly, off no training, managed to be not last. She was like second from last.
Doesn't she just she doesn't, do
she, doesn't, she doesn't train at all, and then she just gets slightly less drunk on the Saturday than she normally does.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which is, and then she just
too close to the boat.
And then she just potters along, you know.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, that's that spirit of a local run. It's, you know, small scale, like the Great North Run.
Yeah.
You know, it's people there who just, that's the run they do. They don't care what the distance is. It's the event and the locality and the shape to the year.
Yeah.
Into the woods,
yeah.
Which are dark because of all these leaves above.
Yeah, beautiful.
We've got that. Queenswood has currently got the opening titles of Raid of the Lost Ark vibe.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
I envy you your compression socks. I think I need to get some.
Really? Are you feeling a bit of Carthage?
My calves are okay, actually.
Right.
But I sort of worry about them as much as they're hurting. I really like it when I'm wearing leggings.
Right.
I just like the feeling of compression and control. I know I'm being dull, but...
Yeah, well, I'm... With the old...
That's 2 miles already. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, yeah. I feel good.
Actually, a mile and a half.
With the compression socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can say is I haven't had calf problems since I started wearing them.
Yeah, I think...
It's just it sort of feels like a really low expenditure but good outcome sort of thing to do that I've adapted to. It's weird.
I felt last week like I was pushing it with my legs.
Right.
Not with the miles and the sort of distance. So not really with... I don't know. Anyway, I'll give you, as ever, I'll probably give you forensic detail on my running last week. But I was doing quite a lot of running, quite a lot of pace and hills.
Right.
And not finding much time to do enough stretching.
Right.
And I felt, I get a little, just a little in my right calf, just top right, just under my knee.
Right.
Just get a little, it feels like it's about to hurt.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? A little tiny.
Right.
And I also get this... I get a similar thing in my left ankle, but it's all to do. We just need to do the stretching. You know, just complaining from being used.
Yeah.
So much as being
I'm not stretched.
Injured and not stretched. That's right. But I've also got more specifically, I've got an ongoing pain in the pad of my right foot.
Right.
And it feels exactly like what I had a couple of years ago on my left foot, which was bursitis.
Okay.
But it didn't, that didn't resolve into the danger with that is it can change the, what you were saying, horse's neurone, it can end up being a problem with the artery stays you know, becomes wide and swollen forever.
Right, okay.
But it wasn't in the artery, it was okay. like in the flesh of the foot. But anyway, I don't know if it's that or not, but that is, my foot is sore.
Yeah, man.
Most of these injuries, it tends to hurt more when I'm not running. So the answer is just to be running all the time.
Yeah, it's as long as things stop when you start running, then it feels like it's okay. But yeah, it's sort of... The big question, of course, is how's your ass? How's the caboose?
Well, as I said, I'll give you stuff in time order because it's pretty much all better, except as reported, I'm just not finding the time or the lifestyle to recover.
Yeah.
You know? So I felt completely better. But right. Then I also took a overnight coach back from a gig.
Ooh.
And
where was that from?
That was on Monday night from Manchester to back to town.
Right.
And I sort of slept all the way, but
still hard work though,
isn't it? Quality sleep.
Of course not, no.
And
got to sleep with one eye open on those coaches.
Got to sleep behind an enormous man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I've still got a bit of a rubbish back of the neck and shoulders from whiplash from that bloody car accident.
So it's a right mess at the moment.
I'm in the state.
Yeah,
I mean, you can see like, why I drink.
You've just, you've just detailed about nine points of...
it's pain and disaster. Life is awful. But this is... Okay, well, last week was great because I went to the Glee Club Cardiff.
Yeah, now, which I'm at next week, actually.
Oh, it was so nice. It was really... It really felt like being there in the old times, you know?
Yeah.
And lovely crew of comedians. Roger Monkhouse Compound, who lives near there.
Right.
So he was kind of in and out like the sort of grumpy dad.
Yeah.
But, you know, good value and great Compound.
As ever, yeah.
And then me and American Abigail Shaman and Scottish Chris Forbes.
Right.
Were like... They were there on the Thursday.
Who I don't know, actually.
You don't know either?
I don't know Forbes.
Oh, good God, yeah, he's lovely. He's right. Such a kind of gentle soul.
Yeah.
Which is a great
nice,
energy
yeah.
to bring to a comedy gig.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And they'd been there on the Thursday, so the party started, and I joined on Friday, and we were like, you know. It really was like a little away trip, you know. Anyway.
I saw the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul online said, coming to the show... On Friday, will you be at Cardiff Park Run on Saturday? And I said, yeah. And when I got there, these comics said, we'll come.
Nice.
We'll all go.
Nice.
So we went there on Saturday morning. So beautiful. And it is a beautiful park run. You haven't done the Cardiff Run,
I haven't done it, no.
It's at the far end of Butte Park from town.
And which Butte is a nice part of the world. I really like
it. Really lovely morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the River Taff coming through, and it was just... I mean, it's spectacular. The sky was cloudless blue. The trees were all like this. There was little motes of pollen in the morning sunshine.
Right.
Twinkling light on the river. You know, it was couldn't have been more gorgeous. And I met them there. I ran there. And we all... Everyone is on along a path, so they're really assiduous about everyone. Everyone basically kind of waits at the side of the path.
Right.
And then... Just before the run starts, they kind of drop the fence.
Okay.
Everyone steps onto the path
and then
runs off here to their left.
Yeah.
So the reason I mention this is we basically, all three of us, managed to be on the line.
Right.
At the front of the pack.
Nice, nice.
And I tell you, that is a good way to...
Makes a difference.
So you don't mind being overtaken.
Yeah.
And don't put yourself in a situation where you're irritating other people, obviously. But I think in that situation... Well, three of us were going different speeds. There's enough room. There's a kind of natural shakedown because everyone knows how the beginning works, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a wonderful park run. It was Abigail's first one.
All right.
So
that's
got a PB.
Nice. Yeah.
Chris was hoping for a PB. His previous PB was 23:07.
So it's a decent run, isn't
it? He is a good run.
Yeah.
And he got about like a 15-second PB. Went well under 23 minutes for the first time ever. And... And I had my fastest park run this year.
Wow.
Which was only by 2 seconds, but that the other one was right at the beginning of the year. So
right.
it's definitely a comeback, you know.
So it kind of took you by surprise.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Sort of just nice vibes.
Yeah.
In near the front to start.
Yeah.
Course that you like.
Yeah, good music.
Yeah.
And this thing I saw, there's a little panhandle, which this is that thing about naivety at the parkrun.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did that one. I've done it several times down the years, but always a long time in between. Anyway, I like the fact that it goes down and then loops around. Like if you drew a picture of it with like a spoon, you know?
Right.
It means that you don't have the impact of the turn back.
Okay.
Or you don't quite know when you've done half.
Yeah, that's nice.
It is nice. And
cushions it a little bit.
As I came back to the fulcrum, I got to exactly as Abigail was going the other way.
Yeah.
And she looked like an advert for parkrun.
Right.
This bright blue hair, these fantastic sort of retro yellow sunglasses like TV sets, all these tattoos just
nice.
Running steady.
Yeah.
This spectacular, like I say, the river. And I was like, yeah, there we go. That photo should go on the Facebook's page. And but having said that, I don't need that innocence anymore. And it's like the reverse now. They have, I think there's a lot of really... people build their training. There seem to be quite a lot of very serious experienced runners, people who really know how to run that park run.
Yeah.
I think most park runs have an element of
this. Yes, they do. That sort of...
They grow their own running culture.
That kind of crystallises, doesn't it, over the time, yeah.
So, and the result of that on the ground is it's all... Every K is marked.
Yeah.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Which I really like.
Which is nice, yeah.
It does help you with the... I don't know, it just felt like having my hand held.
Just clocks it down, chunks it down for you, doesn't
it? That's right, and then they do, I think there's a 400 metres to go, 200 metres to go.
Right.
At the finish. And I think all of that really helped me. The start line start, and then the pacing it out, is why I got a good time, I think.
Yeah.
We just come into Highgate Woods.
Very nice and
And it set us up for the day. Instead of shooting back to the rubbish hotel to catch the breakfast, we just mooched back through the park. We bought fantastic coffee off a hippie with his cart parked up by the river.
Nice,
we walked into the back of the castle. And then
it's such a beautiful setup for a Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we had such a nice gig. And sure, of course, these things are all linked.
They're all linked, yeah.
In fact, everyone, because the audience were absolutely lovely, and there was loads of big parties. And they were really, you know, drunk and wild.
Yeah.
They were just into it and up for it. It was a great gig.
And it makes a difference having old Roger.
Yeah, he's really good.
Because he's such a good compo, isn't he?
Yes, he really is. And it makes it look effortless.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's marshalling
the
gig.
No.
But he really is. Those swan's legs, paddle hard. A bit like Ian Moore is a similar kind of compo.
I had a nice... I went out to do... I've been doing loads of driving recently, but I went out to Keynsham to do a gig for Andy Askins.
Oh, yeah.
Which is near Bristol. It's a lovely gig.
Oh, that's right.
And
I said it was near Oxford, didn't I? But that's Ensham.
And we got a running commentary fan came up to say hello. Ali from Inverness.
Oh, wow.
Great fella.
Excellent.
It was like... he's done loads of... He's such a good example of ultra running, because he's an ultra runner. He's so sort of ageless. It was like, he's just a very handsome man. It was like chatting to Paul Newman. He reminded me of like a sort of mid-40s Paul Newman.
And all the time just you were talking to him, he was eating hard-boiled eggs. Wasn't
he? Just a lovely guy with a really nice gig. What was funny about the gig was that a comedian, you're not going to say hello?
I did, I've already done it.
A comedian pulled the gig at 8:10.
Ooh!
So it's already started.
That brought the camp out. Ooh. I'm going to pop it here.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And,
so what happened? So you must have just had a missing comedian, right?
Well, no, we'll... to be continued.
All right. I'll tell you what, just one thing, talking of good-looking runners of a certain age. Did Gavin do the Crouch End 10K?
Okay, he didn't actually know, but he's looking good, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think he got engaged at the weekend.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations to Gavin. Gavin. He might have done it. I just missed him. He's so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari, I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, so he he pulled at 8:10, but and the bizarre thing about
Got
it
no
was
names, who was it?
I can't name names. He didn't have an excuse.
He
didn't offer an excuse. He just said, "I'm still in London," and this, you know, so you're 2.5 hours away. So that's it. It's gone. The gig's already started. You're on in 30 minutes. But it's like...
I thought I'd have invented teleportation by then.
It's like, at least have the decency to come up with a great lie. Do you know what I mean? At least say you're in a crash or something's happened. Do you know what I mean?
Or but just to say... Just pull the gig earlier in the day.
Yeah, totally. But that's gone. That's flown. But to pull it at 8:10 with this thing... I'm just not there. Do you know?
That's right. Like, I won't be able to do the gig because I didn't come to the gig.
Where's your decency?
I'm so sorry. I want to say sorry. I have no shame or apology.
Shamelessly pulling the gig.
This is.
But luckily,
you'll tell me who it was afterwards, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
But luckily,
most people wouldn't know what it meant anyway.
Luckily, Andy Askins' daughter works at the gig, and she's just started doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, great.
And she's local to them, and they all love her because the Askins family is so sweet.
Yeah, they're good people.
And
they?
Of course, she goes on in
I
the
mean,
middle.
They're good. I just threw that in. Yeah. I need the listeners to know they are.
They're
good people. They're capital good people. G, capital P.
They're good people. And of course, she stormed it because she's local and they all love her. And she stepped in, and there's been an emergency. And it's
heroic.
And Angela Barnes was on first.
Oh, 1 second.
Angela Wooden. Done it, mate. Rocking it. 58.
Parallel bars.
It's like watching Brian Jacks.
Top judo man from 1979.
Superstars. Do you remember him in Superstars?
Yes,
doing the parallels?
I do. But what do we all remember from Superstars? Kevin Keegan falling off his bike.
Yes.
Hey.
Angela Barnes had been on first, and then I closed. So they'd all had a good evening.
Yeah.
Angela Barnes, whose husband...
Matt Wooden.
Matt the Machine.
Oh.
Wooden just ran the coast-to-coast...
He did the coast-to-coast walk as a run.
Yeah.
Was it 185 miles?
Goodness God.
Did it in a week. He did it for sarcoma in memory of our good, wonderful late friend, Phil Gerrard.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see the video of him finishing?
Yeah, he looked fresh as a daisy. It was amazing, wasn't it?
He looked so strong. Coming out of your house.
Yeah, I look worse starting these. He's got legs of oak, that guy.
Yeah, incredible.
Incredible, just a
classic. So easy going as well.
Strong, steady, just madness. I thought this is madness.
Yeah.
And then he sort of semi-sprinted to the sea, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, the sea. In that case,
just speed up a bit after 185 miles.
Yeah,
the guy's an inspiration, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very
and
strong.
And actually, it's so ridiculous because I do love my Lake District, love my Wainwrights. I don't relish the idea of doing an ultra at all. It's just not...
Right.
I'm having trouble with any visualisation, let alone positive visualization for this race to the stones.
Really?
I must take inspiration from that, because when he ran 180 miles, but it's Wayne White's Coast to Coast Walk, and I thought, oh, that sounds good, I should do that.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, he's... tell me about this ultra barrier. You've got a barrier in your
mind.
I'm
just trying to get my head around the fact that we're doing this ultra in 2 months. And you want your life to be kind of woven around the training and visualize what it's going to be and what you're aiming for and what you need to do.
Yeah.
And it just still feels like an afterthought, you know?
Well,
and I think I'm a bit shaken up physically and mentally after Brighton.
Right.
And my various ailments of recent times.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, I've managed to prepare for it by not thinking about it at all.
Yeah, it's another good one. It's essentially the same thing, but with less fear.
This will be a long run. I'm just looking to do one long run a week, maybe a couple of weeks with two.
Yeah.
Keep fit and healthy.
Just
try and enjoy it as much as possible. But you're right, my thing is, I'm probably thinking about it less than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm obviously less physically prepared, but less mentally prepared as well.
And I think that could be good. I mean, you know,
who knows,
don't need to. That's the fundamental thing. This thing I was saying about weaving things around your life and doing things every week. As long as we keep doing the running and then get enough running done.
Yeah, yeah.
Then of course you don't need to think about it.
No.
You don't need to have emotions.
No.
We just need the miles.
Yeah, and it's also a bit of a different experience because it's purely exploratory, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
There's no time. We're not thinking.
A bit like me at the doctor's the other day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's we've got no concept of time.
No, and that in turn is a good thing to train for. It's hard to get your head around. When I was running up to see you this morning, I think, maybe I shouldn't run because I'm going to tie myself for a long run together. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, I don't know how far you want to go, but like you say, I might have a couple more miles in me, so that all works well. But anyway, this guy overtook me on the park and walk.
Right.
And he didn't hammer past or anything, he was just running faster than me.
Yeah.
And I was like, let him go.
This is
ultra training.
Yes.
You are not in a race with that man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not in a race with yourself. You're in a race to keep running as far as possible without difficulty.
You're in an experience, yes.
Yeah, and that's the challenge.
I think most people I've chatted to about the 2 days of 50k thing.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to start the second day.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I can imagine. But
we have to, because we've now got a Morris dancing date with Michelle and
Helen. Definitely. I'm looking forward to the social.
It's really good to have. Thank you, Michelle and Helen, for sharing your journeys. I think they're both spent more time addressing it, although I think Michelle's had trouble just health-wise, feeling like she's doing any training. And Michelle, I think walking up Scarfold Pike, particularly when you've been working on your breathing after COVID, is good training.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a hell of a mountain. And and Helen's training is probably what's given me the most fear, because it just seems so steady.
Yeah.
And the thing that Helen's doing, I was just thinking the other day, I really need to do this, is at every level of life, I was looking at my journal from this time last year.
Right.
Lockdown 3, very strange time.
Yes.
And, the kind of loss of innocence lockdown.
Yeah.
The funny thing about it was, all my kind of big thoughts and philosophies in that book, they're all yoga inspired.
Right, okay.
And since things have gone back to normal, I've stopped doing yoga.
Have you really?
So what was I thinking?
That surprises me.
Why would I lose that?
Right.
Why would you get rid of that? It's such a good thing. Anyway, so then I was thinking, I realised this morning, that I keep thinking, must get back to yoga, but in this really sort of vague way.
Right.
And I thought today, start doing yoga again now. You need it for your training, you know.
Yes.
It's important. I feel like, I was saying about pains in my legs, I know it's from lots of running, from lots of good running, but I feel like my legs are a bit like this, look, do you know what I mean? It's
contracting
like I'm not getting them all.
Right.
I'm not getting the full.
You're not getting the full leg.
They're just tight.
You're not getting the full leg of them.
I'm not getting all the leg, I'm getting shorter.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day. And sounding more and more like Paul Daniels. It's really weird.
Mrs. And, I like it. Not a lot.
I like it.
Not a lot.
But it seems a tad daft to put all that time into yoga just to drop it, you know.
It's crazy.
Those strides.
Well, I was talking to another friend the other day, and he was just saying, suddenly realising, it's obvious, but it's easy to miss it, that if you don't curate the stuff you learned about yourself in the strict crazy times,
yeah,
the good changes, the things that you found,
right,
if you don't actively, manually carry them into real life, normal life, or whatever you want to call it,
they'll fall away.
You'll forget them again.
Yeah.
Learnings are like that. If you don't revise them, you forget them, and then you unlearn. We always think, oh yeah, I've got that now, I do that now. It's like when I realised how little water I was drinking. You know, when I first knew my wife years ago, 2-3 years ago,
yeah,
I used to drink so much water. I just always had a bottle of water in my hand, just constantly,
yeah,
seriously sipping. Hydrated. And I just realised, when I started thinking about for running, I just think I assumed I still did that. I didn't do it at all. I drink 3 cups of coffee and not have a drink till dinner.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
No, it's not, no.
You kind of set these markers in your life based on experience and don't take note of when they change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. It's, I mean, some things you'll drop anyway, won't you? A little bit.
Some changes
are natural. But it's just, some changes are natural. I mean, chatting to Andy Askins and to the Askins family running this gig, they say comics are a lot more flaky coming out of the pandemic.
Right.
There's a lot more comics just pulling gigs.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of, well, I think on some level it kind of indulge or open the door to that sort of side of our character.
Yeah.
That quite likes not doing stuff.
Individual and a national level as well. It's like this sense of everything's on shifting sands.
Yeah.
You know, the things just change without excuse or explanation all the time. It's just a kind of, you know, and it's funny because people always talk about how healthy it is to live in the moment, but it's kind of unhealthy in some ways. Scheduling and having a memory and changing things based on things you've done before is actually quite a healthy way to
setting up some scaffolding. Yeah, it's
putting kilometre markers around the park run
can help. Yeah.
So, I think we spiralled off to Matt's fantastic achievement when you were at that gig. But it was all good. Angela Barnes was good.
It was great to see her. All the gigs have been great. I've just been doing lots of. Just an awful lot of driving.
Yeah.
Just loads of driving, getting in late, feeling tired. Just the cumulative effect of that, you know.
Yeah.
It just tires you out. Today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not... There's no gigs, there's no driving.
Yeah, right.
That's I'll really good. Enjoy that. I won't drink. I am fairly confident about the no booze during the week thing. It just feels
that's
good.
Yeah, it's quite normal for
And
you,
I'll just rest up. It's just rest up, do some running.
Yeah.
And work on screenplay and
And the thing is, it does weird things. Not weird things. Things doing things differently can kind of shake you up. Like, you know, I had one of my gigs on Saturday was in the early evening.
Right.
A really nice Saturday daytime, but just looking around and going, oh, I've got to go out at sort of 3 PM. So what?
Should we do another lap?
Well, I think we should go to Hampstead Heath.
Okay. and how do we do that?
If we go straight out here by the loop, then we can take a direct route. It sort of avoids the hills.
Yeah.
Brings us in by Kenwood House. Does that work for you?
Yeah, it absolutely does, yeah.
And we can see, I suppose we should check the mileage so we don't go too far. So see how far we've gone now. And
if we're going to come back the same way, do you think?
We could do, couldn't we?
Yeah, and then it just keeps it nice and soft
exactly.
underfoot.
Exactly,
you know?
So let's...
I'm looking for a run between 2 and 2.5 hours.
All
right. Sort of running for time rather than
fair enough.
Distance, just time
In that case, we've been running for 40 minutes.
Yeah, so...
And we've also done, 0.2, 3.8.
Yeah, so we're about, a third, a quarter of the way through, yeah.
Last week I had the gig on Monday and the gig on Thursday, both of them on the road. So they were my away trips.
Yeah.
That was great, but it was weird. It made it a very strange week. So, the National Express on Monday night, I thought I'd got to get as much sleep as I can because it could throw off the whole week. And I did, but
it's not quite right, yeah.
You know, and coming
all the way around to the question you asked me a couple of miles ago. You know, my bum shingles, the old Bojangles.
Yeah.
I'd pretty much completely cleared up by then. And then on that day after that coach journey, all the three horsemen of the crazy symptoms
came back.
They all went twing, twing, twing.
Right.
Only a little bit, but it's like a warning. It's like, if you don't treat your body well, it's not going to go away.
Wow.
Should we go down to the crossing?
Yeah, if you want. I don't know this area, this bit at all. Oh, yes, I know. Of course I know.
Yeah. Well, I'll show
of
you.
Of course I know. I drive past here loads. I think we can just cross, mate. Just cross. We're sort of near the foot of the... Coming up to the foot of the M1, really, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
in a strange way.
Maybe we should just run up the M1 for a bit and run back down.
Just run as long as we can.
I think this is, as I say, from my... I think I worked it out on the map once, and even then I didn't know about the elevation, but it basically... I'm sorry, it's pavement-y.
It's all right.
But it gets us to the heath. I think it's the quickest way. And it's nice, too. Lots of nice houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and that sort of threw me off. But training-wise, we were joking about it right at the top there, but genuinely, I've been trying to squeeze in the runs. Really wanted my mileage to not flag. And my exercises as well. So I didn't get time to do stretch and exercise on Monday or Thursday. I did my exercises on Wednesday. I did them again on Saturday afternoon. Really had to squeeze them in. Like, I was really missing my wife because we hadn't seen each other. But it's like, I've got to do it. And I went for a run. What was it? I can't remember how or why it came about. Oh, that's right. Me and my son went to Westfield to get his phone fixed.
Right.
And I said, look, I need the miles. You go home and I'll see you there.
Just and drop us off and I'll run out.
Yeah, and I ran. I ran.
Classic running behaviour.
Did like sort of 10K. Really nice, you know, Queen Elizabeth Park, Hackney Marshes, Springfield Park. But, oh, God, I'm terrible at running in the late afternoon, early evening. It's a terrible
time.
Just
don't like it. It doesn't suit you.
No, I mean, I think, one, I'm biorhythmically averse. And two, I don't like running with food in me.
Yeah, same.
So
here,
even though it's like 2 hours after lunch, but
you
I just
feel a bit heavy.
Oh, so heavy.
Yeah.
But it was really good. Really, it was genuinely, we were joking about it, it was genuinely really good training run. Just the decision to do it, setting off. I felt heavy legged. I also felt more positively, I ran really hard at that park run. So I knew I'd done it. Do you know what I mean? It was there in my legs, right for the whole first half of the week. But I set off and it was a lovely day. And, listened to some good songs, and just after a mile or two, of course, I didn't feel heavy anymore. And my legs warmed up. And
that's training,
I did,
isn't it?
Yeah. And then
that's
I did.
Running.
And
getting
to the point where I've got to get home, you know, like get home and cook dinner. And
it's good to be dropped off away from home and have to run home, isn't
yes,
it? There's
that's
a simplicity
really good,
to that, isn't it?
It's like, that's right.
Yeah, I've got to get home.
Well, like, so, like you were saying about Gavin Evans, running to get where you're going.
Yeah.
There's a magic to it, particularly as that's what, the one thing that I knew about. In running, I never had that with any other exercise. Me and Natalie were talking about this, actually.
Right.
I never walked or cycled anywhere for exercise that I wasn't going anyway.
Right.
Whereas there's a beauty to the meditative nature of going out for a run and ending up exactly where you were. But once you've embraced that, like you say, doing exactly the opposite is really good as well, because how else are you going to get there?
Yeah.
It's like the end of the Brighton Marathon. You know, I really need to get to the end of this. What's the best way? Yeah. Oh, damn it. Got to run.
Got to run. Yeah.
But
and Race of the Stones, hopefully, will be that'll be part of that. Even though you've got to run past the stones.
Oh, it's a quest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting. I should tell you this, and listeners will know it. But we're talking about the classics and the Odyssey, and you know that stuff that Natalie is all over. You know.
Yeah.
But she said something interesting. We're talking about various journeys home from completely real ones, like her train journey, to spiritual ones, like I don't know. Any run is like a journey home. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But she was saying that's what Odyssey means. People generally use it to mean an exciting journey or a journey where you see loads of things, but literally it means journey home.
To come home.
Yeah, that's great.
It is nice, yeah.
So, but I still stopped in Springfield Park and did 5 times up the hill.
Nice.
Yeah. Little did I know, 2 days later, I'd be trying to find Stuart Goldsmith's house in Bristol. And he lives in Totterdown.
I don't know that.
Yeah, which is, it's just part of Bristol, which is probably called that because if you totter, you're going to fall down. It lives at the top of the steepest road I've ever seen.
Right.
A taxi took me down later, and the bumper hit the road as we turned around.
Wow.
It's like a car chase in San Francisco. I was late. So here's me in normal clothes, literally running up and down steep hills. I said, oh, God, this is terrible. So that's my excuse.
This is a nice manor, isn't it?
Look at it.
There's all kinds of nice sort of
gorgeous houses.
Different modern sort of houses.
They've all gone up at different times.
Yeah.
Forget that one.
They're beautiful.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
They're just really nice, aren't they?
Lush.
Yeah.
Modern. I suppose we're kind of in Highgate, but I don't
sort
know.
Sort of Highgate-y, Hampstead-y.
Yeah, straight through. Mm. And, just saying out loud, it's so ridiculous because, you know, I was working, I was running, I was exercising, and yet the thing that I blamed my shonky parkrun on was running up those hills
right.
in my fashion shoes. That's why my legs were...
What, you're in shoes running?
I was running. It was because I was late for a gig.
Right.
I didn't go for a run.
Right.
I was just going, I'm sorry, I'm nearly there. And running up, you know, thinking I'm a runner, I can run. Oh my God. So, hell of a week is what I'm
trying
to
say. Yeah, a lot of palaver.
Morning magpie. And I'd love to have gone down to, when I did that at park run in Cardiff, I thought, well, I'll get back to Highbury next week and, you know, smash it, have my best one yet, you know. But it wasn't to be, it wasn't a terrible one. It's just
good to do it.
The nature of life, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is the back end of sort of Hampstead Heath, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And actually,
these
even though
are huge houses,
really big.
These are crazy.
Multi-million pound houses.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say millions of pounds, and I remember that a semi-detached house on quite a nice road near me is about 3.5 million. So these are probably more like eight-figure houses.
Well, I know.
Got pink bush. It's crazy. They've even got pink bushes, Paul, if you can imagine.
We're getting close to Mac territory.
Oh, should we pop in?
Yeah, just pop in.
It's not,
oh, hello!
Boundaries.
His was north of 10 mil. So
yeah.
It's just serious wedge, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. The other funny thing is, just to be... You
if
know,
you want, if you want to buy us a coffee, just press the button on the Acast thing.
As I say, I took the National Express coach back after drinking a pint of soda water.
I'm running to the gig in my shoes because I can't afford an Uber. But if you want to buy us a coffee, we'll buy you £10 million house.
Even the pavement are saying sorry about the hard surfaces, but they've got a special... Sorry, I think an insect just went down there. This is a lovely soft bit of pavement.
Is it?
Squidgy tarmac.
Oh, lovely.
It's not bad at all. Look at that one.
Another modern...
Kevin MacLeod. Yeah. The amazing thing with a house like this is that they thought they wouldn't build it, and then they did build it. And it cost loads. We thought it would cost loads.
Yeah, and it did.
It cost about twice as much as that. Next week, the same. It's funny on Grand Design.
Some of these are flats, you know, you've got to remember.
Yeah.
Seven or eight families living in there.
Yeah. No. No. Just because it's... See, and this is
here we
already
go. The Hampstead Lane. Oh, well, yes.
Works, doesn't it?
Yeah, that works.
The only good...
I know where I am now.
Good, bad thing. You can't go straight in because this is where the Hampstead Heath Nursery is. But that's cool. God, yeah, it's right there, isn't it? Please, that.
I was chatting to a comic for a coffee the other day, Mark Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
In Highgate Wood. We were just having a really nice chat. He was saying about how he went to do the gigs in Dubai with a guy who has a drinking problem, but he didn't realise that he did. When they set off.
Sorry, which he is he? The man didn't realise he had a problem, or Mark didn't realise?
Mark didn't realise that the man had a problem.
Yeah.
That the other comic had a problem.
Yeah. And you'll tell me which comic it is after the record.
Yes.
Great.
And they agreed to meet the first day in the lobby of the hotel and just sort of explore Dubai and whatever. And the guy just didn't turn up at all. No, didn't answer phone calls, nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Then you saw him at the gig. Matt said, what happened to you? He said, I just had a massive panic attack when I got down into the lobby. Yeah. And I just started running. I think because of you running in your clothes. I just started sprinting away from the hotel. And I just ran and ran and ran and ran. And then I finally stopped. And then I got a cab back and went to bed. This guy just couldn't handle it. He just couldn't do. I think it was at that moment he realised this wasn't going to be the kind of let's have a goofy laugh in Dubai sort of trip.
Let's,
you know?
Let's visit the zoo. No, it wasn't.
But just to be so panicked, God bless him.
Yeah.
So I panicked to just be sprinting.
I had clarity. Yeah. I didn't want it. Yeah. So I ran away from it.
I realised how much I hated Dubai. Yeah.
Well, you know what Dubai always makes me think of? Percy Shelley's Ozymandias. Because one day it's all going to be dust again.
So now we
just a plaque that says, look upon my works, you mighty in despair.
Look at the old.
I think the last couple of times we've done the heath, we've gone anti-clockwise. So right. I think today we should
give
go,
it a mix, look it, at that mix it up a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to take a picture. But also, do you want to try something to eat? Imagine we've run a bit further. Let's have something to eat. Let's see what it's like. Because I brought some foodstuffs for us to see what they're like.
Really?
I think we've run. I'm not saying, I don't think you're going to want them. I don't want them. I want to know what it's like to put them in my mouth.
Okay, cool.
Whilst right. running.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
I can offer you a choice. I've got
Should we go left? Are we going to go around the long
Oh, that's a good idea. So I've got a sort of a protein bar that's chocolate-topped oat thing.
Right.
I've got a another kind of fruit bar. It's like a date-based, berry-flavoured fruit bar.
Nice.
I've got a bit of malt loaf, or I can do you a salty little baked potato.
Right, okay. I will have the little date thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, and now Thank I've got you. To, part of this is I'm going to try and almost literally pull that
of
up.
Of course, on the day we'd probably walk a little bit while getting the food out.
No.
I would say so.
No. Oh, look at these buttercups on the right. What do you look at those?
And they'll have feeding stations as well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Which I'm very much looking forward to.
I'm going to have a potato.
I love a baked potato.
Let's get a photo.
I've had so many baked potatoes recently. I love them.
I noticed that this foil is flaking, so hopefully I'll be getting a little bit of the old foil in the teeth.
What was that?
I had my baked potato.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers. Cheers. Thank Cheers. You, baked potato. Wash your face. Thank you, baked potato.
Thank you, baked potato.
Say hello and wash your baked potato. Thank you, mate.
And 2 weeks later, he was getting cancelled for Little Britain stuff. Everyone loved him during the
Matt Lucas plus lockdown.
Thank you, mate, potato.
Equals. Well, cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Mm. Oh, oh, that's really good. No, it's genuinely, I'm really into that.
Potato could be the best one.
Since my, I've heard tell of potato being good, and it's a. I mean, it is a much later in the day thing, isn't it? It's when you're sick of your sugar hit and you want some salty carbs.
Yeah.
It's. But I had such a bad time eating my peanut bar in the Chilterns that I've been literally dreading this moment.
But you're enjoying it.
Oh, really great.
I think potatoes, bananas. I think these simple carbs will be good.
Mm. Yeah, but banana's really hard to carry without it turning into
mulch.
A nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want to be carrying one of those.
Hey, mate.
Hiya. Ridiculous banana carriers.
What, sort of harnessed?
No, I mean underpants.
Yeah.
Hey! No, I mean the, you know, they're like shaped like a big banana and you put a banana inside.
Right.
That's got to be a waste of time. Well, I'll tell you, that potato gets full marks.
Yeah,
I found that quite easy to eat. Now, I know that I recently said eating a Starburst burst after running 15 miles was about the hardest thing I'd ever done. So I understand that this is not really comparable, but still.
It's good to find something that feels okay. That obviously we'll know a bit more in about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, and how did
well, I've just had a little
claggy.
I've had a mouthful, a little bit claggy. It's not something it's a bit hard to.
It's not something you do anyway.
Report back on the experiment because I'd never eat this soon in a run anyway. But maybe if you're going to be running, because we're looking for 2 days of like 5-6 hours running, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we're just going to be eating.
That's right.
There will be eating involved, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like every time we talk about this, it's like a cartoon. You know in cartoons when people visualise what they're going to eat? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when the dog is dreaming, I don't know, Tom is dreaming that he's got a big chicken leg, but yes, it's actually the dog's leg.
Yeah.
I see you picturing yourself on the ultra, tying a napkin in at the neck and sitting down with a knife and fork in front of a silver salver.
Yeah.
And I lift it up. And it's, you know, steak and chips.
Full English.
So I'm
looking forward to it.
We basically need to run another 10 miles before we can make any judgment.
Before we find that out,
but in that time, just enjoy a lovely potato. Thank you, baked potato.
I'm looking forward to the simplicity of running up and down, uphill and down dale through the country.
Yeah.
Just that utter simplicity of it, really.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the other thing. And because there's feeding stations every 10 kilometres or something, you don't really need to carry much, really.
No. Well, it depends what you want, doesn't
it?
Yeah. If you're fussy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I certainly am. But I would say that you are. And you know that the feeding stations are modelled, they're basically, each one is a pub.
Right.
What they do is they sell lager.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's all they've got.
Quick game of darts.
Why isn't this my house? I want a glass of red.
I'm not having a drink with you.
I don't do it. Never have, never will.
Are we lost now?
Straight up and then right. That'll take us back to where we've run off the heath.
We're off the heath.
Yeah, that's okay. We can get back on. That's good because we get distance.
Right.
I know where we are.
Okay, cool. That's good.
But it is... it's something that I keep coming back to. I keep forgetting, then remembering our actual race to Soton's experience, our run, summer run through the Cotswolds that time.
Mm.
But also our run when we ran through Oxfordshire in the hot, hot weather, summer of the football.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great to be out
there. And we have got some experience with it.
Yeah.
Which is to be remembered.
So I think it's just a different...
Look at this. Quite a nice place.
It is nice, yeah. Beautiful, yeah. So I think it's just getting that that mindset, isn't it, of... I think I know where we are, actually.
Yeah.
Just the mindset of just chilling and running, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Just keeping going.
That's it. Although I haven't said that, they think, in all seriousness, I was joking about it just before, we were talking about eating. You were talking about running and walking. I really... Oh, that's the nicest house I've ever seen in my life. Good Lord.
It's become a property show, hasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're sort of off the back of, I don't know which side of Hampstead
Heath. They thought it would be really expensive, but it was much more expensive than that.
It was eye.
Then they thought they'd never finish it.
It was eye-wateringly expensive.
Next week.
And then you've got this. You've got to get that. This is my gaff.
Oh, that's great.
This is my gaff.
That's your house.
Bit of contrast.
Mm.
Oh, it'll be all right, yeah. Yeah, we got a lock-up. Yeah.
They're thinking, you know, you're right, we should probably have it
We're
done.
We're moving up.
We can have it done. And if you'd like to press the Acast supporter button, Paul could unboard his windows up.
So you were saying about the... I've got a feeling that you want to think about running the whole way. That's your...
Well,
that's
I think...
Your,
no, I think that I need to... If it's running and walking, I need to get my head around that. But it's true. I haven't got any relationship with running and walking.
Same here.
I mean, I've done it and then...
Same here.
And hated it. I'd much rather be able to run. And I get it. I know it works. You know, I've had people in trail events run and walk really fit.
Yeah.
Did it faster than me.
Yeah.
You know, I totally understand the principle. Do you need the toilet?
No, I'm fine.
Got a real toilet here. Oh, typical, isn't it? I wonder how many real toilets there are.
Yeah.
In between Luchner and Avebury.
Yeah.
It's nature's toilet. Yeah. Back onto the heath by the pond. After
Very nice.
Most beautiful houses in the world.
I've never stopped to walk during a marathon. I mean, it's new. It would be new for me as well. I've just heard from experienced folk that...
Walk up the hills to save your legs.
Walking up the hills to save your legs.
Yeah. And I find that when I walk, everything hurts.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm doing lots of running... And again, that could be a thing with shoes. A pacey pair of shoes feel great when you're running, and then they hurt when you walk.
Right.
Because they're supportive. That's what I've got, you know. Maybe I should just change my shoes.
To walk.
We'll get to the water station. You're all having your bacon and eggs.
Stick your brogues on. Yeah. And your work stuff.
Put my fashion boots on and start running up and down hills in Bristol.
Yeah.
Top-notch training. I think I've got bursitis. Probably prostatitis. You got shingles,
mate.
You
got shingles, man. That's what you got.
Bloody shingles. Look at that swan out in the middle. It's classy.
So I've reached... I'm sort of 4/5 of the way through the first draft of my screenplay.
Wow, excellent.
So I've been working...
And are you doing it in order, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got... I've got the... What's the final draft or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So I've been final drafting it on the old jiggery pokery.
Do you find final draft instinctive? Because I keep thinking the more I do it, the more I get used to it, but... I
get used to it, yeah. I get used to it, and I'm...
In case you don't know what final draft is, it formats it properly for
formats
you.
Formats it properly to it.
Puts the character name in the
looks
right...
Looks like, yeah, an action bit. Yeah.
Whether looks you're like inside or outside.
Looks like a proper script.
And they will not look at it unless your script looks like that.
Yeah.
I've done it in Comic Sans. Get out!
Yeah. Well, there's so much...
I thought it would be more fun.
There's so many sort of... Rules, not rules. Is this a rule? Apparently, it's become very unfashionable now when you write a film script to say, "We see."
Yeah.
Oh, you know, as you know, we see so and so exiting or whatever.
Well, they are. It's kind of wasted words, aren't they? It's like, of course we see.
Yeah, but it's sort of like in terms of where you want to point, where you want to pivot focus or whatever.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's sort of like, it's like, is it because it's like you want to go up this way? Try here. Come on, let's take it. Okay. Then we'll come back down it.
All right.
It's because of not treading on the director's toes.
I suppose so. I think it's just that phrase. Everything goes. It goes through fashions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm because at the same time you try to get the film. Obviously, scripts are just a blueprint for the director. But at the same time, you try to communicate the film you've seen.
Yeah.
And what they see at some certain particular time reflects themes and etc. So
yeah.
But I've been really enjoying it. That's the main thing. I mean, I've been doing 5 pages or so a day, every day.
And the
I'm just
rules,
really enjoying it.
It's interesting that thing about the rules because they're obviously really important. You can come off looking inexperienced or unprofessional, or just not speaking the language kind of thing.
Yeah.
But equally, maybe it's just their nature, but also running is great training for that. You want to take this stuff on board as a person with agency and with a pinch of salt. So
absolutely.
If you need to say we see, you're going to say we see.
Yeah.
I also think it's an American culture thing, isn't it? It's this idea that
seems to be,
if we can just crack the code of it, that's exactly how to do it. It's almost like Victorians. We can fix this.
Yeah.
And if we fix it, we'll get it exactly right. There's a maths to everything. Mm. There isn't a maths to everything. Some things have to be personal. Some things that you have to do by feel. And it's Roger. Life is Roger Rabbit's handcuffs, isn't it? You know, it's okay to break the rules when it's the right time to break the rules.
Yes, but it's sort of... I suppose it's good to know them before you break them.
Yes.
But it's a very early days of me writing. Just good fun to do it and then let it rest for a bit and then rewrite it and then think about who you want to show it to. It's just a different bit of a... I think at our age,
Rob, anything that makes you excited is a good thing. You know.
You would think that would be a happy thought. Happy thought indeed.
I like to sit down and crack on with it.
Are we going up over the hill and then down?
Yeah,
and
let's
then do another lap.
Over top.
Yeah.
Parlamentio.
And then maybe we'll restart recording, maybe.
And then maybe you'll have a potato.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you, baked
potato. If I run in front of you with this potato, come on. Come on, potato.
And what's happening with your work? Because you're busy, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so envious of your screenwriting because I'm still scratching at mine. But I'll get there. That envy, there's going to be some real fuel in my tank.
But you are busy as well, isn't it? I mean, what sort of one thing that... It's that thing of how you spend your time, isn't it? I got a shout from someone to do a bit of telly recently, and I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it, and it's just sort of could have potentially led to being on it a few times or whatever. And that takes energy.
Yeah.
And time and focus, and I've sort of done bits. I've sort of done that stage of my life.
Yeah, that's quite right.
In order for new things to happen, you've got to let go of some other things, haven't
you? And it's amazing when something's a great adventure, you think you'd always say yes to it. It makes a big difference if you've done it.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I just turned down those Dubai gigs you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And they're great. I've really enjoyed those trips. There's all kinds of good reasons to not do them.
Yeah.
But
money! Yeah.
but that's one of them.
And money's gone down!
And we're trying not to use planes, you know, because of the world. But anyway, it's also just weird to let things go like that. Oh, yes, that's a great adventure.
I won't be doing that. I'm not going to be doing that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going there. I'm going there soon to... I'm going with Pierre Hollins.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of said, I never see him, and I really like him. I mean, everyone likes him, don't they?
Go that way.
Pierre's just one of those guys that everyone likes.
He's a lovely fellow.
So I said, I'll go.
In fact, the international trip I did, I went to Mumbai with Pierre.
Yeah.
And his partner is great, lovely.
Yeah, and I just said, if I'm going to go to Dubai, I want to go with him, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's sort of like a...
Yeah, so lovely. It's nice to see.
It's a bit of a working holiday, really.
It's such a nice thought that that's the comedian you went to, you know, favourite, your one closest...
Well, I see you every week, you know. But I haven't seen him for years. That's the thing with comics, isn't it?
You don't see these people. Easygoing musical comic.
It's Pierre Hollins. I bumped into... Neil Delamere.
Oh, yeah.
At a gig in Cheltenham, and he was great. He was very funny.
Yep.
I hadn't seen him in, like, since about 2005.
Well, that's because he's been in Delaware.
Since we did, yeah.
Neil Delamere's been in Delaware.
Since we did the old New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Yeah. It's a bit like Tommy Bisconsin. I haven't seen him for years. Sorry, I've started talking rubbish. Maybe I am tired.
So here we go. We missed it, but my wife saw it on Saturday. We're coming down to Parliament Hill Fields, a night of the 10,000 metres.
I've got to get a picture. She said it was buttercups.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well, they've got fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, some people reached out. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it this year, but I definitely want to make it next year.
Oh, yeah.
My wife said it was amazing.
Love the idea of it.
Incredible atmosphere. What a night.
Yeah. And I like the way, as a concept, it kind of combines classic running. You know, it's a proper track and field event with... You know, modern, internet-y, kind of fun, festival-y running, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's just really going for it. Yeah, sounds brilliant. She loved it.
But in terms of PBs, it's nothing on the Manchester Marathon, is it?
No.
I've been collating PBs, and congratulations to everyone. We will get to them. We didn't bring them today because they're running long and...
Yeah.
But we'll get there, don't worry. If you've done a PB and got in touch the last couple of weeks, your live Aruga is coming soon.
Aruga.
And if you go out there and get another one that's even better, then that's your lookout. We'll do that one instead.
So this is... We've been running for about, an hour or so?
Yeah, how long have you been running? Let's be specific.
Not long, I think. I mean, I think...
We have been running for, an hour and 10 minutes.
An hour and 10 minutes, yeah. So all we'll have to do during the race of stones is do this like five times.
Easy. I think we should loop the track and then go back up that side. Ah, oh, I'd like to get back on the track, which is an amazing feeling for me because it's so not my happy place. But, you know, I look at this and think of you when we tried out the Vaporflies in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are good experiences. You get good running out of them.
You really do,
yeah. It's fast on the track. It's like it's designed for fast running.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
When was that? When did we do our 5K?
Would have been was on Halloween.
Right.
You were injured.
Right.
So we were taking advantage of the fact that you weren't running. And you pacing around.
Oh, yes, yeah.
John sent me those Vaporflies. And it was, it was October 31st, so it would have been October 31st, 2019.
Right. Do you mind if we just sit around and go to the... thing over there.
Oh yeah, good idea.
Yeah. I wonder, do you want to start a new record or what? What do you think? Or
well,
doing this in one?
Let's go over here and then see.
Okay, cool.
That's a good idea.
No, I was thinking about that one where we had a race. me and you over 5K.
Oh, that was there a bit earlier, wasn't
that
it?
That was a little bit
same
earlier.
Year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not, I you know. That. And we both did the first mile in about 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like, I couldn't do that now, Rob.
No, no. Well, I still...
You probably could. I couldn't at the moment.
Well, my park runs are good. I'd really like to go and do another 10K. I've been trying to work out what feels good in terms of ultra training, you know.
Yeah.
My first instinct is get out of the habit of running fast. My second thought is, this is what I do at the moment, is my pace run is park run.
Right.
I don't really do any other tempo. I'll occasionally, if I feel like it's the right day for it, try and do a fast last mile on a long run.
Right.
But basically, I'm trying to get used to always cruising. And I'm recognising that you're one's fast runner gets loads of good training from that. You know, parkrun times are improving based on that training schedule.
Yes, yeah.
But I love the occasion of 10K. It's just quite a new thing in my life. It wasn't really a distance for me before.
It's a lovely distance.
The last couple of years, and I've started.
And you'll get naturally faster. I think it'll be a really good time for you post Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
Where just like, it'd be worth doing some 10Ks then, you know.
Yeah, I might even.
Just towards the end of the summer, you know.
That's right.
With all that strength that you'll have got just through training for it and doing the event, you know.
Of a 10K when you do a lot of 5Ks, the way it just feels like. You really can bolt two of them together, even though the fifth K of a 5K always feels like you're putting it all out there.
I'm amazed how close you can. Maybe it's because we're not that fast on the actual 5Ks, but I'm amazed.
Yeah, maybe it's because we're naturally distance guys.
Yeah, I'm amazed how quickly you can go through the first 5K of a 10K and then just sort of hold it, almost. Yeah, amazing.
No, I think that it goes right back to the beginning for me, because I remember... that was when I never did any sport and thought I wasn't that guy at all.
Yeah.
And yet I had a bit of distance. So we'd go the 800 metres at school.
Mm.
The fact that I could do it. I could go off as fast as I can, because one always runs as fast as you can when you're a kid.
Especially at the start.
And then people are much faster than me would set off, but then they go, rrr, rrr, and I think, well, I'm still running.
Yeah.
It's just natural distance, isn't it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.